I'm breaking up with you.
That's all right. You're going to leave, right? I'm a man, Gina. I'm a B.I.
This is the Breakup Podcast with your hosts, Angela C. Styles and Brian Petty.
What's up, guys? How you doing? This is episode 1 of The Breakup. Yep, that's the name. It's called The Breakup.
The Breakup.
I'm your girl, Angela. You can follow me at Angela C. Styles.
Yup, and I'm your boy, Brian. You can follow me at B-E underscore Petty, P-E-T-T-Y underscore. I know these underscores is whack, but I'm not the big IG guy.
Whack. But yeah. It's okay. We're not judging you on that today.
That was a real judge.
We're probably going to get judged more than we're judging because we are breaking up.
That's right. Conscious uncoupling. That's like a millennial thing, right?
Hence the name of the show. And while we are processing this experience, we wanted to share just some of the insights that we have. It's funny because we communicate pretty well, even though they say communication is the key to successful relationships, and we're still breaking up.
That's right.
But it's okay. We're going to communicate. We want you guys to join in on the communication and the dialogue. And we just want to shed light on a lot of things that I feel like nobody is really talking about, especially because we are in quarantine right now.
COVID-19 in the building. It's not cool.
You definitely gave it a shout out. Where you at, Kobe?
Shout out to the people that's doing, all right. After they had it, but the people who suffered, my condolences sincerely. No disrespect.
It's a tough time right now. It's a really tough time. And because of that, we realized that like there's a lot of people who are going through a lot of ups and downs in their relationship. And so this might be therapeutic for them. Hopefully it'll be therapeutic for us because we've never really talked it out, talked our problems out to anybody for real. So this is kind of our way of like therapy. You know, it's like a new 2020 version of therapy.
Right.
But yeah, so if you guys don't know us, we are breaking up. And if you do know us, sorry guys, this is our way of telling you that we are breaking up.
It's over, son. It's a whole wrap. And I ain't coming back. I'm just kidding. I don't know. That's the whole thing. It's like we're trying to figure this thing out. It's like, I don't know. But yeah, I'm just like to parlay on what she said. It's like, this is wow, it's a heavy subject, and we really wanted to get into this because it's not about just us. It's like the more and more we talked about our breakup, the more we realized like, yo, everybody be going through this illness, and we don't know how to like navigate our way through this like crazy time.
Especially no clue.
That's
the first thing. We don't know what we're doing. We just know that we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we want to try to figure it out as we go along.
Right.
And instead of having a whole bunch of conversations with some of our friends and family and just, you know, giving them a different rundown every day, that's exhausting.
You know, you talk to different pockets of people. They give you some sage advice, some bad advice, some whoop-de-woo, you know what I'm saying? And then you got your parents, your aunts, your others. Everybody get in the sauce. Everybody got an opinion. And the next thing you know, you and your partner who was once in a good space is now like tearing each other apart, trying to figure out like legal stuff. And it's just crazy. Like, why? Why even go that far when the way y'all got together was a beautiful process? So let's focus on the beauty of it. And let's talk about all the machinations that make us.
What's that? What was that word?
Machinations.
I don't know if that's a word.
Is that a word? She's a hater. She is such a hater. I'ma stick with that word. All the machinations that make the process of being in a relationship, being in love and falling out of love and wanting to be separated. You know, like how does that work? And especially we got a little puppy, we don't have no kids, but we're trying to figure out the whole process. So we'll give you a little background information about us individually, and then we'll give you a background information about the relationship. And from there, we'll tell you the real. And I'm not talking like the show the real. I'm talking like some real mucka shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll just have some discourse back and forth. It'll be interactive. And we want you guys to share with us and vice versa. But we'll start with the queen Angela C. Styles because she's so dope.
So I'm originally from Chicago. I'm born and raised in Chicago. What up, Southside? Yep. Wow, honeys. And I came to LA, I want to say, almost 10 years ago, actually. It's been a while. I came out here to pursue a career in hair. And some of you guys may know me from LA Hair. I was on a reality show like 5 years ago. And then I parlayed that into a lot of different things. So I started a YouTube channel just focused on hair. I have a salon in West Hollywood. I have a hair extensions line. I work on television and film. And I just be out here kicking it, just living life. You know, I really got a chance to pursue my dreams. But LA can be challenging as far as dating. So I got a lot to say about the whole dating world. And then, you know, once I met Brian, it was like, whoa. Oh, okay. I even left LA and went back to Chicago because I felt like I wasn't, you know, making like meaningful relationships, and I was getting older, and I just felt like, huh, like everybody is single forever out here, and it's just a cesspool, everybody smashing each other. And so I left Chicago, I left and went back to Chicago after 4 years of being here. And then I came right back 7 months later, and that's when I actually met Brian.
That's right. It was beautiful.
I wake from my slumber.
It was beautiful. That's all I'm saying. It was beautiful. It was like crickets and birds chirping, all that stuff. But yeah, we met after she had been out here for a while. I'm from Detroit originally, from Detroit, Michigan. I moved out here like 3.5 years ago, almost four, right? For stand-up comedy and acting and stuff. Like most people who come to LA, I came out here trying to do that little hustle. And honestly, things were going good. When Angela and I met, we were just friends. I was helping her out with some film projects, and I really didn't know who she was or much about her because that's not how she leads. She doesn't lead with all of the dope things about her. She really wants people to get to know her.
Hate those kind of people that just like walk up like, oh yeah, you know, because I do this and I do that and I work with these people. And
it's
like,
no idea.
No, I didn't. Nobody asked you that. Like, what is your name? So I kind of am very, very understated when I meet people. I'm like, hey, I'm Angie. Like, I don't say I'm Angie. Only my people from back home call me that. But I say, hey, I'm Angela. You know, and I don't give that much else because I just want to meet people at, you know, face value. Like, what's
That's
up?
Real.
Who are you?
That's real. And on top of that, when we first met, we weren't even trying to holler at each other.
He was checking for me.
That's a whole cap. That's a cap times two. We weren't checking for each other. We just keep it G. We wasn't checking for each other.
I wasn't checking for you.
All right, see, all right. So this is just the start. We'll get further on, but the whole process, I mean, shout out to my man Jelani, because I had a homie who wanted to take me to a play and meet a young lady that he was interested in. So, you know, fresh out to LA, I was like, yeah, bet. You know, I'm gonna go to plays in Detroit, but I was like, out in LA, hell yeah, let me go check out a play. No, why not? Go to the play with my mans, pull up, and then afterwards we go to this nice little bar and we start having drinks and kicking it with the ladies. And I noticed that she had a nice little look about her, but I honestly was like not pressed. But over time, as we got to know each other, we became real good friends, just on a real chill level. And I think that's just for people who are trying to get in relationships, I think that's the best way to get into a relationship, period. It's just be on some friendship level-ish, right?
Yeah, it was very refreshing because he was just like, cool, you know what I mean? And I also think we're both Virgos. My experience dealing with Virgos is that they always kind of like overwhelm me with just interest, but not necessarily like sexual. It's just kind of like, hey, what you like to do? Oh, what's that? Oh, I like that curly hair. Oh, okay. My ex used to have that. Da, da, da. Like, they just are chatty and like, you know, they make you feel very comfortable. So my experience would be, it was the same. It was just like, he was just cool. We would just chat, right? You know?
Right. Whole time I thought I was like this Casanova the whole time.
No,
I couldn't even call
not
it.
At all.
Thought I was swagged out player. But I, you know, that's the cool part about being in LA. You just the idea that I thought I was is just craziness now that I'm a lot longer in my years in LA compared to where I was. It's just craziness what I thought in my head. But
You didn't finish like telling people who you are.
Yeah, my bad. She keeping me on track. So yeah, I'm from Detroit originally. Moved out to LA 3.5 to 4 years ago, and I honestly, things were going good. I did stand up comedy out here. Was doing solid at that. Hit improv. Nowhere near in my career with that as far as Angela was, but my 9 to 5 was as a network engineer. So I had something to fall back on.
He got money, y'all. No.
I was decent. I wasn't popping, but I was decent, right? Wasn't just an artist out here. And then she got to watch the whole process, at least from where I was going with things. I was able to get an agent manager and get a couple roles here and there. And then, boom, life happened. Back home, some tragedy happened. And then as we were getting to really know each other and really get involved and things were happening, things went left, and oddly enough, we decided, I think, to continue our courtship and relationship and just grow, and then from there, we ended up moving in together.
That brought us closer. I think the loss, it made me gravitate more to him because I felt like he needed me, you know, and as women, I think we naturally are like caregivers, and, you know, we want to try to help and jump in, so... Mm. You know, it definitely changed the course of where and how our relationship was moving, but it didn't stop it from moving. I feel like it kind of cemented us together more.
And that's wild, because at the same token, I didn't want to be with nobody at that point in time anymore. I didn't want to be with myself anymore. Honestly, I was contemplating checking out because of what I went through. And then I think we'll get into that at some point. I don't know if it's necessary right now, but I know for sure it was a heavy burden on Angela. And the fact that she wanted to do what she did is amazing. I just don't know if she was fully aware of all that came with that. And that's why we're at this point, honestly, in my opinion. It's like, I think in relationships, sometimes you jump into things not seeing the whole picture. And once you get an idea of everything, because people come with skeletons in their closet, y'all. People have a lot of ish going on, especially if you make it to 30-something and you ain't married yet. You come in with some smoke. So, I'm sure I hit her with some haymakers. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, and I came with my own set of baggage. I think I just came with, like, black girl, daddy issue, successful woman expectation baggage, you know, of all these things that didn't happen. And now it's like, okay, if we're doing this, you need to make it all happen for me, you know? And I can't say I verbalized those things.
God. This is first for me. This is first. Oh shit.
I can't say I verbalized those.
Exclusive. Oh my
God. Mm-hmm. But I know that subconsciously, my expectation is here because it's like, okay, I'm ready for kids. I've checked off all these other things in my life. You know, I'm coming into this quote unquote baggage free because I'm not coming out of a marriage. I don't have children. You know, I wasn't in a ton of debt, you know, all the obvious things that you feel like are scary for a relationship. And so I'm like, I'm ready. Like, I'm good. Like, I took care of myself up until now. Like, it's time for you to do that. And so there's an expectation there that doesn't necessarily work with real world, real life problems, you know?
Wow.
Like grief.
See, this honestly, on everything, I'm learning as we go. I did not know that. And I think that's probably something we should have talked about prior to. But
so we didn't really plan what we said, okay, we're going to talk about this topic, but we don't have like a script or anything. Like, we kind of are just
for the intro. We'll get better, people.
Yeah,
we're
giving you guys like an overview of what we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. So we kind of already mentioned grief. We already mentioned LA, like the topic of like living in LA and how that works.
Right.
And then I just discussed, you know, some of the like daddy issues and expectations that women in our 30s tend to have, which is a whole nother topic. What else?
Romance, sex, lack thereof, commitment issues, ego's a huge, huge thing that couples don't realize is like toxic as fuck.
Spirituality.
We're not equally yoked at all, but also that plays into like how we both experience. We got different experiences. So I'm very, very, very I don't know. Maybe like a realist to a fault, because I think a lot of things that happen in the spiritual realm do not have to deal with what you see and what you can feel and touch. And Angela is more of a just this kind of spiritual, like, beautiful butterfly who loves to embrace and feel energy and vibes. And so, like, yeah, how you marry that? We weren't
married. All about manifestation, right? And meditation and auras and universal laws and love, right? And
then on the spectrum of I had a large family. I have a lot of brothers. She has one brother.
It's a very small family, no cousins.
Very small family. And one niece. I have nieces and nephews, and it's crazy over there. So
just our family backgrounds are really different. So that plays a part as well. So we'll get into
that. And people
that
don't even talk about that shit. Like, before they get into the relationship, they do not get into like the nitty gritty of how their family impacts their relationship. Before all that, you look at I saw Angela, I was like, dang, she bad. Not only is she bad, she got a good head on her shoulders. She's smart, she's witty, she's funny. Like, all these things just like, whew, like, how are you gonna look at all the other stuff? You're not. Who cares? I mean, because I feel like in my mind I can deal with that. But
yeah, I think you just expect when you meet somebody and they're cool, you get along, y'all can take naps together, y'all can kiki together, get fucked up together. You know, you just am like, oh, okay, cool, like, we'll work.
Fellas, she I mean,
but the reality is,
strap, you know, all these things, they matter.
But the reality is, a lot of these other little details matter as much, or if not more, in making it work.
And another element is, like, y'all, like she talked about earlier, is like her career, right? She was further along in her career goals than me, right? And she definitely, even before we got together, I think she mentioned to the fact that I had only been in LA a year, or
I don't think it was fully a year yet. So when I met him, and it was kind of the idea of us like messing around romantically, it was kind of like, oh, like, I need you to get a little more seasoning into you as far as this LA lifestyle goes, because it's just different out here. You know what I mean? Like, if we met in North Carolina, we would probably be married with two babies right now.
That's right.
You know, but the fact that we're in LA and he came out here to pursue entertainment, it's kind of like you got to ride like a wave. And sometimes it's like a crashing wave.
It's a hell of a ride.
Sometimes it's just a flat. It ain't no wave. Ain't nothing waving. Yeah. You know, and he has had to go through writing that, and I have written it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm damn near like a pro surfer and shit.
She's a pro.
You know,
and
I'm
so
doing
why
tricks.
Would she want to do that all over again? Thing, you feel me? And then on top of that, it's like her career is booming and blossoming. So as a man, I think we talked about it. I'm gonna keep it all the way G. This is the second time recording the intro. Damn it. The second time. First time, I don't know what the hell happened to the tech and all that. So
the shit just got fucked up.
So if we not, I'm gonna get back to what I mentioned the last one, because I'm a little tight about that shit. So the first time I talked about how difficult this is specifically for Black folks, and I mentioned that because it's important. I care about my culture. She cares about her culture.
Yeah, we're definitely real Black over here.
Does not mean this is not for everybody. This is for everybody. But specifically, when I talk about Black folks and a Black man and a Black woman finding each other in this world, mm-hmm. and finding love and finding each other and making something beautiful, right? When that shit fall apart, it's devastating to me, because you want to make it work. You want to force it through a tiny little keyhole and make it work, because there's so many people out there saying that it won't, especially the outside world.
Society don't want Black couples to work.
They don't.
And they continue to push these messages that, oh, successful Black men don't want Black women. That's a lie, first of all.
I love them.
And
love them.
Second of all, I mean, systematic oppression is against us as far as like the jail system. You know, there's a lot of black homosexual men, right. and I love them too, but it takes away from a black man and a black woman being together. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just not easy.
It's damn. And me personally, like, man, I get real wound up in knots, especially when I see so many successful black men out there in the game. And the way they overtly, outwardly say that they prefer white females, or they down talk black females, or even, and no shade to Doja Cat, because she's young and she's going through her thing. But when people just like don't respect themselves, it's out here crazy, right? And I don't want to be a part of that. That's not. But so when we don't work, it's like a slap in the face to me, saying like, "Damn, you couldn't figure it out with the black queen. What's your problem?"
Well, I mean, hopefully you're not just about to quit on all the sisters, because we still need you.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I'm gonna keep a G. I do not discriminate, but I do have a preference. I have a preference, which is my sisters and my queens. But at the end of the day, I'm a guy. I don't care. I'm gonna swag it out. It's what I do. But
I wish I would see you with a white girl at this stage in your
you
life.
You ain't gonna do nothing. You ain't gonna do shit.
What? I'll fight her.
Why don't even why you wanna fight? We over here breaking up. We have a whole podcast about breaking up. You over talking, I'll fight her. You for what? What? All I'm saying is, and I love her for that. But all I'm saying is,
no shade to the white girls.
There is no reason to downplay or disrespect what you come from. We have sisters, mothers, aunts, nieces, all that. It don't make no sense to me. So I get in my feelings. I get mad. So that's that on that. I kind of went on this little rant. I'm sorry about that.
But to bring it back, we are not necessarily saying that breaking up is a disappointment. We are merely just being honest about the fact that there are ups and downs that come along with it. But I think the connotation is always that a breakup is just like super bad.
Yeah.
But what we're also here for is to just shed light on the optimism from being honest and, you know, being able to be transparent about your feelings,
right,
and being true to yourself and taking care of yourself first. You know, mentally, physically, spiritually. That's,
come on now.
Whatever it is that you need, you got to take care of yourself first. Number and if you're not being fed in your relationship, then it's okay to say, hey, I don't know how much more I can give. I'm not giving from a full cup. I need to fill myself up, or maybe be with somebody that I can be with who can fill me up in a different way, because something's not working here.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people stay in things for way too long that it's not serving them.
Mm. Let me give you that Willow Smith. Mm. Yes.
Mm, 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 mm. Mm, 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 mm. And so
say it, Angela. Mm.
We're also here to be representatives of people who care about how we show up in a relationship,
yeah,
whether it's ours or whether it's whatever new situation we're in, you know, you want to show up fully present. And I think that's super important, because so many people either stay in relationships out of fear or they stay in relationships because they don't want to hurt the other person and disappoint the other person and make them feel like they're giving up on them. And so us doing this is
also, people stay in it maybe sometimes too long because they don't know. It's like a waiting game. Like, you're trying to figure out, like, will things get better? And how long do you want that to play out? That and I know females have a biological clock. So
Right. Guys
do too, but not the same. It's not the same.
And too, people stay in relationships for perception. They don't want other people to look at them like they failed.
Right.
You know, and while we are building a great community of friends. I know I told one of my friends that we were breaking up and she started crying, and I was just like, I can't do this right now.
I don't know nothing
and
about
so,
that. That's crazy.
You know, there is a big connotation of like what other people would think, how they will feel,
right,
and us setting an example for everybody else.
And some
and
people
this,
put
and the
their
third.
Their like you said, somebody's crying. That's probably because they put their hopes and dreams and desires and beliefs into what you got going on, and that's too much pressure. That's way too
much
pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. So we honestly, some of my friends kind of know that we're on this path of breaking up, but most people don't know, and he really hasn't told anybody at all. So, sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. I don't give a damn. Look, I don't care what y'all think. Look, at the end of the day, y'all not sleeping with us. Y'all not waking up and walking a dog and getting cursed out or not getting cursed out. And
don't try to make it seem like those are the issues.
I said or not getting cursed out.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm not, like, we all go through certain things. Like, and I'm not there. I know one thing, though.
What?
Whoever, and I'm saying it's like I don't know these people, but whoever, because I think it's a community, raised Angela, did an amazing job. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that I wanted to illuminate is that just because things don't work out now, they may work out later. And then on top of that, we shared something beautiful. And that goes for any amount of time you spend with anybody, because you're not forced to be with that person.
Right.
You choose that. Right. You know what I'm saying? So if you choose that, embrace and love that slice of life that you get with that person. Because life is so precious and it's so short. Mm-hmm. There are people, and my oldest brother lost his girlfriend during this pandemic. That's, come on now.
Not because of COVID, though.
Not because of COVID. Okay. Just woke up one day and she gone, right?
It's still very, very sad, very traumatic. I'm so sorry.
What? Like, where does that come from? Like, you don't think that the person that lays next to you, the person that you probably just got in an argument with.
Right. It's just going to be gone in the blink of an eye.
Life is too short for this nonsense,
you never get a chance to talk to them.
I don't know how mad you got to be to want somebody to die, but I'm not on that level in no circumstance. And I'll never be like that. And I definitely, my version of being mad is I just cut you off. I just don't talk to you ever again. That's my version of being mad. And that's messed up too. That's something I'm working on, because I think it takes a little bit of maturity and growth to open yourself up. And I get that. I was able to open up to my mother and talk about our situation, and we'll get into that later too. But I was able to talk to my mom and figure out how do I do better with being let down or upset within a relationship and circumstance. And we've had previous relationships where we bring those relationships with us in our relationship. You don't realize you're doing that. So I'm comparing her to other people, and she hates that. And she right with every...
Because ain't nobody me, honey, okay?
You know what I'm saying? Like, with every fiber in her being, she has every right to be like, nah, that's not me. But you can't help but compare and contrast. Compare and contrast, because it's just the reality of the situation. You're only going to use what you have. Your life experiences, those are the things that you use to grow and learn from. So I just want to illuminate what's going on with us in a positive light. And I noticed that in COVID, there's a lot of domestic violence that scares the ish out of me.
Yeah.
For our sisters and
even, that's the subject that we want to talk about, but thankfully that hasn't existed in our relationship.
No.
He's been a perfect gentleman, right. And, you know, I've always appreciated how safe I feel with him.
1,000%.
It's always been love here.
Right.
But just because there is love, that doesn't mean that it is the perfect relationship either. So. Right.
So that's what we're here for, everybody. This is episode one.
What's up?
Sorry, okay. Go ahead.
See, not swaggy.
Not swaggy. No, I'm a little cheesy, a little bit. But cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Not swaggy.
No, yeah, you're definitely still cool. Very, very smart, quirky guy. You know, he's fun. He's fun. But so we're excited to have a lot of topics. If you guys have topics that you want us to talk about, please let us know. Give us feedback, because it's just a lot. Like, we're unpacking a lot of stuff and being real. You know, we're going to be real about it. You know, when we talk about sex, we're going to be real. You know, when we talk about money, we're going to be real. You know, one other thing that I wanted to say in this intro is that there's a lot of women out there that feel like when they're with people, you know, guys, they're always like, don't waste my time. And so just to piggyback off what you were saying about, like, life is short and it's my time. You know,
A little bit.
No, I didn't say that, but I also basically saying like you either shit or get off the pot. Like I can't sit in the same setting and not be led into whatever the next phase is either, which is why we are here at The Breakup.
And look, y'all gonna see a little gap because, like I said, episode one. So what? Get over it. You gonna live.
Yeah, it's, you know, technical difficulties.
FBO like, couch.
It's fine. But at the end of the day, it's only gonna get better. You know, it's gonna get rawer, realer. You know, we're gonna have guests on, you know, some relationship experts, some other people going through breakups, people in successful relationships as well.
What the hell is a relationship expert?
I mean, just somebody who understands how to communicate and help encourage and steer people to stay together, I guess, or find love. You know, I feel like some relationship experts are better at dating, and then other relationship experts who are also probably marriage counselors and therapists are better at the relationship part. And then I even have found out there are relationship experts that are good with dealing with like the aftermath of breakups. So we can find people, all those types of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let that go. I just feel like the whole term relationship expert is some BS, but.
I mean, it's kind of like life coach. Like a lot of life coaches, they don't be having their own life together. But somehow they know how to coach other people. Hey, I don't know.
I guess for me, I just want to bring on some people with some real raw experiences that have been through some real. Because it's a necessary evil. And I saw this podcast Kevin Hart was talking about earlier today where he was talking about just like sometimes you can't give people the information unless you've been through it. You got to go through all the L's. You got to take all the losses, make all the mistakes so that you can go ahead and pass that information on to somebody else. That's why, in my opinion, I feel like we're real good partners for giving this plot. I'm talking crazy. Like for this podcast for everybody, because we've been through the fire and I don't think I've ever seen a couple that's breaking up that was willing to go ahead and talk about the whole process before.
Yeah, I think usually people are a little bit too hurt and they kind of just want to distance themselves from it.
Yeah.
But the reality is I'm terrified of the breaking up process. So I just want to find a healthy way to like heal and deal. And so when you presented the idea to me, I was definitely like,
I did
it. I'm down. You know, I mean, well, we had different phases of this idea. Like initially we were going to have a relationship, you know, podcast, but I think, maybe I brought it up like I would still be down to do the podcast and you were like okay, and I was like, well, what would we call it? And he was like, The Breakup. And I was like, right.
Jokingly. But you know, sometimes jokes, they make sense.
So just, now we're here.
Yeah.
And we're doing this
and I'm excited because there's one thing that we talked about before we even got together was that she was real good at self-analysis. She's very self-aware and I felt like I was as well. And not even was, we are very self-aware, but
that's a Virgo trait.
But yeah, life happens and life happens in real time. So being self-aware doesn't mean that you're up to date. You know what I'm saying? It's like a firmware update. Sometimes you got to, you know, your iPhone hits you. It's a new update and you're not ready. You're like, oh, shit. No, not yet. I want to stay with the old stuff. Meanwhile, your partner is already taking the next update and she's able to do like multiple phone calls at once and you still stuck with the green text messages on iPhone. That's not cool, bro. I'm just saying, like, I was stuck in like where I wanted to be and life was still moving on. And I think for us, it's like being self-aware is not enough. And you would think it would be, but it's not enough. Life happens and it's ever evolving, always changing, and things happen. And you have an opportunity, at least we do, before we have kids, wedding, all the things that come with a union. We had an opportunity to stop and check ourselves. And I think I'm appreciative that she was able to let me know, like, hey, this ain't working for me. And I was pissed. But, yeah, you know, you address it and you handle it as it comes and you try to figure it out. That's all I'm saying, fellas. I know some guys that are very hurt, very scorned, do a lot of, like, wild boy stuff to females, and that's not cool. And
thankfully, you didn't do any of that to me. I really appreciate that.
I don't even have anything that I would do to you. There's nothing in my body, spirit, or soul that has an evil thought towards you in that way. I'm sincere. Like, when I'm upset at somebody, I just peace them out. So I wouldn't have done anything to you, period. I just would.
But you was on the verge of piecing me out as well.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But.
And I'll keep a G about that later.
That's another topic. Right. So we got a lot to discuss. But welcome.
Welcome.
To the breakup.
Split. Yeah, I'm excited. You excited?
I am.
And I love her. But I'm yeah. You know,
you didn't have to put a butt behind that. You could have just.
See what I'm saying? Can't wait. Holla at y'all. Cheers. Hey, stay safe. COVID-19 is no joke. I'm not playing. There's a lot of black folks who don't believe in it. I know that. I talk to them all the time. It's real.
It's real.
People
guys.
Out here dying.
It's real.
You don't want to have no funeral session and you can't go to it for some family members. So keep it safe. All right. All right. That's it.
Peace. Cheers. Thank you.